Cool Curious Ones, welcome back to Route 37 Podcast, where I take you on a winding ride of not only my stories, but the stories of others. Today I'm pretty excited about this particular podcast interview style, so pardon the quality of sound as I'm going to put my friend Alabama John on speakerphone and see how we can have a little conversation together and see how it sounds. I'm looking forward to it. Because who would have thought 2 years ago, as I was sitting in a nearly empty house, playing my sticks and recording my little sessions, I'm really excited to be able to have John on the microphone today to tell everybody how we met, because he's mentioned in a couple of my podcast journal readings. So if you're listening and paying attention, you know who Alabama John is already by episode 5 or 6, I think. So I am excited to have John on the microphone because there was a time very vividly I remember laying in my bed watching it snow, just feeling hopeless as all get out. And we were chatting on the phone, like, one day I'm going to interview on my podcast and we're going to talk and laugh about this one day. And today's the day. We do have a story, so stay tuned. I'm going to let him give his side of the perspective of how we met, and we're going to try to keep it within 37 minutes. We'll see. We get a little off track. But he has one question for me. I have one question for him at the end of our little banter back and forth. So I hope you stay tuned for that. That's going to be real and raw like all the rest of them. I don't know how to be any other way than this. I will try to have more of a direction. Next up after the John interview will be me reading a little bit more recent content and where I'm at now. It's pretty surreal to sit like today playing the sticks and recording myself that just 2 years ago I was beating on the sticks in a nearly empty house, extremely afraid of the unknowns. And I'm not saying I'm not still afraid of the unknowns, but I was in that home beating on sticks, envisioning the unique plant boutique that I was going to build, which I'm sitting in right now. The times chatting with John on the phone, telling him how I had a podcast idea, which he has always supported from the get. Thanks, John. And now, here I am, doing all the things that I said that I was going to do. And now me just telling my story of how I got from there to here. So join me for the John interview. I appreciate you being here. And I have here with me today, John, which I call you Alabama John in my journal. So I'm just going to carry that on. Well, I'm just going to call you Alabama John.
Can I be serious? Or what
you can be whatever you want to be. So this isn't anything serious. You know, you have obviously, since we'll just get right into it. So do you recall the circumstances or the day behind that you were like, hey, I think my name was, and I'm pretty sure of it because my question revolves around it. Remember, we each have a question for each other?
Yes.
Okay. So when you were trolling on Facebook and you stumbled across, and I'm pretty sure my name was Jennifer Guernsey then, and I'm not sure if that has to be blacked out, but whatever.
No, well, on Facebook, he was Zen Jen.
I was already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, energy pops out. And when energy pops out at me, I take notice of it. And it's the same way. That was the same thing, but I called it the Holy Ghost. when I was in, you know, when I was in ministry. So I guess I can say that, but, you know, I mean, it's just the truth. I mean, you know, everything I'm talking about and everything we discuss, I mean, we're always truthful. And I think that's what's really more, that's what's really powerful.
Isn't that fun? From the get, that's been so fun. So I want to ask my question early, I guess, because it kind of starts where you begin my story. So is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. When I drew your attention, you must have looked at my stats, because whatever, I don't know how, I'm not one of those people, I'm not a voyeuristic Facebook user, but I do recall you were in my inbox and you said, so I'm going to ask you your question now, because your first inbox message to me on Facebook, just to clarify for everyone, that's where we met, was on Facebook for everybody in podcast land on Route 37. Yep. And we'll circle back to how, remember I said I was going to one day circle back and meet my Facebook friends in real life or interview them on a podcast show.
Now, are you recording now, or are you just
practicing? I am recording right now.
Okay, gotcha.
So, your first inbox message to me opened with you were wondering if you should break your own rule or not, and showing up in a married woman's inbox on Facebook. Yet you proceeded in my inbox anyway. So my question to you now, 2 years deep into our Facebook friendship, do you regret breaking that rule with me now, 2 years deep into our friendship?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I know. How fun is that? So I would like to tell the listeners a little bit, give them a little bit of a backstory. After that initial inbox message, because I think right away you wanted a phone number. I don't know, but we were exchanging phone numbers. But the first time that you had contacted me, I was getting ready for Hippie Fest. And that was one of the last things Dum Dum and I did together, because Dum Dum was still in the picture when you initially started to...
Yes, when
he was on his way out, but he was still in the house.
Yeah.
So how funny it is to me how you play out in my story that, wow, Hippie Fest was, he got just lambasted with like pure honesty, and you were texting me, didn't have very good service out there.
Yes.
And my kids were all there, and it was just this, it was coming down the pike, obviously. And so I don't know how many weeks thereafter. Let me see. So Hippie Fest was, I would probably say, the end of May. And June 11th, I think, was the day. Well, you contacted me anyway on the day that he got caught with all of his friends loading all the trailers. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And I had to call the police. You remember that? That's the day that we started talking on the phone, was that day.
Yes.
It's weird for me to look back on that. But it does give, for my listeners of the podcast, it does give my journal reading some validity that you were there for a lot. That's where my story, where you enter my story, is the day Dum Dum left, on that day. And we talked on the phone. You were my, you were just my neighbor. So, and I've told you a lot about my life, even though we've never met in real life. I mean, you know a fair amount about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Hours and hours and hours talking.
Yeah.
You're just, it's like I've known you forever. You know, it's just one of those things. And we just connect. We connect spiritually, and we connect in a lot of areas. And I mean, I just love you. And that's just the way that that's the way shit works with me. It just does. And I mean, it's not just females, it's males too, you know. And like, right. I said, when I was in ministry, when I was preaching, I just called it the Holy Ghost. Whenever, you know, something would jump out, you know, and I'd get goosebumps. And I mean, you'd have a physical feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way. It still is that same way. You know, when somebody's energy pops out, you know, like yours did, well, I know that there's a reason for that. And I know that, okay, I've got something I'm supposed to do here, you know. And just, well, you know how I am about, you know, God and stuff. And we can use the word God. I don't mind, you know. I mean, I have to use it all the time when I'm talking to people. But I'm trying to get away from that, you know. I like to just call things what they are, and it's truly just energy. And you're either, you know, you're either in a high frequency of energy or you're in a low frequency of energy.
Do you remember when I said that we would be talking about this on a podcast, and I asked you how you would, because you have been of the church and that in your background, I mean, obviously heavily, even from the South.
Yes.
And we've talked about religion quite a bit. And I remember asking you, how would you break it down for everybody to get them away from the religion mentality? And I remember you saying this, that you would break it down into energy and not a label of God or whatever.
That's what I work hard to do, Jen. That's, you know, that's my goal. My goal is to get people, look, as long as you're under a God, you will always stay under a God. You've got to learn to be over a God. You've got to, you know, you just have to be, until somebody can grasp that, you know, it's you're always going to be under it. You're going to be under God. And that's why we're in the shape that we're in. And, you know, and that's my opinion. And
under God, indivisible, justice for all.
But, I mean, you know, and it's just an opinion. It's my opinion, but damn it, I'm right. I know I'm right. But, I mean, you know, I preached for 20 years, but I was raised in it. You know, all my uncles and my aunts, everyone on my mom's side, everybody's in ministry, you know. And
so made a good point. The other day when I asked you if that was your quote, do you remember what that was? And I asked you if you wrote that about how...
there's no hate by Christian love. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been saying that forever, you know, since I've gotten out of it. Well, I mean, you know, look.
If it's not a Christian, do you come across, because you were heavily inundated in religion at one time, and you obviously can now read the Bible and read in between the lines and the codes and what, therefore, it is a heavy subject. I do remember telling you that would be one of our first podcast guest topics together. However, today isn't, but I can't wait to get into the depth of that. Because,
yes,
oh my gosh, right?
But
right now I own a store where, and here's my point of this, because this is one of the hardest parts of having been on one side of the fence or another, whether it was a cult that you belonged to or whether it was religion or a political party, and then you're no longer really programmed by that side of a belief system anymore.
No.
And you step on the other side of the fence in how you're either just tolerated, or there are some, you know, human repercussions of that in real life that I would, where my podcast, you know, obviously is going, and we've talked about this for a couple of years, where I certainly would like to start talking about that and at least having that subject on the table. And simplifying it, like you just said, into just energy and not a label of, hi, I'm here. Can we just still love one another, I guess?
Yeah.
In a way. But even love is subjective, so.
Yes.
That's a whole nother show in itself, when we could bleed off into so many, many other places. And you know that one day, part of my podcast plight is being mobile and hitting the road and meeting some of my Facebook friends in real life with the microphone. And I remember we had said, we agreed upon having this conversation.
Yes.
So
you need an RV. You got to have a special kind of RV because you said it breaks your skin out. Some of the shit that's in it or something like that.
What?
So, didn't you say that? I was saying that you needed an RV. And then you said that there's something in the RVs that break your skin out.
Oh, you want me to get like a drivable thing, RV?
Yeah, that's
fucked up water that you got to have in an RV. It's like mixed with antifreeze and all the shit. You're not getting, you know, all that chemical shit soaks through your skin. But, I mean, they have camp. I'm just being a whiny, but I'm sure you can pull into a campground.
Yeah, but you don't gotta have that, though. You don't have to have that. You know what I mean? You just take your water and put it in a damn jug and, you know, and damn drink it.
I guess my point of that is that's an awful lot of work if I don't have a chauffeur or somebody that's just going to...
I see you with a mobile podcast. You need it.
Yeah, where I'm driving there and possibly staying in a cute little Airbnb that has a fucking bathtub. I'm not going to say pardon my language. I laughed so hard. You said you shared my podcast with an aunt or somebody, a female in your life. This cracks me up. And her feedback was
she cusses way too much. And she's like, she's really interesting, but I just can't get over her foul mouth. I'm like, I fucking know what you mean. You know? No, that's just you. You know, I do too. I spent years holding my, you know, not cussing and being a good boy and all that horse shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm just me now. Fuck it. You know, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to speak how I want to speak.
I know. Isn't that a fun place to be?
It's the best place to be.
It is kind of fun.
I just don't. I don't apologize to nobody. You know, I guess I could. I guess I, you know, like apologize sometimes, but I don't.
I'm trying to be more mindful of it when I'm speaking, just because I want people to take me seriously. Yeah. But it is a second nature.
Yes. I do the same thing. Like when I'm,
you and know, it when is I'm a sign of intelligence. I don't care what anybody says. It just means I'm smarty pants. That's it. That's exactly what it means.
Like a lot of times, you know, like whenever I'm trying to express something, I'm always trying to express, you know, the power in somebody, and I'll say you are. And, you know, these people want to correct me all the time, say it's you or, yeah, I know it's you're, but I like to say you are because I feel it. You know what I mean? I'm feeling that. So I put you are, and I don't give a shit, you know. Just deal with it. Because I like it, because I'm expressing the power that, you know, you are. It sounds better than, you know, well, you're.
Look where we take things, though. We do take, everybody does this, I don't care. So from one extreme to another, yeah. I mean, but that is I think, and I don't even like the word awakening. I'm not a fan.
No, I don't like it neither. You know what I mean? Because, I know tons of shit, just like you know tons of shit. But I know enough to know I don't know shit. I don't know nothing.
I don't know jack shit nothing. About nope. Nothing.
Nope.
But I have experienced some shit.
I still wouldn't know nothing. Yeah, hell yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I got the t-shirt on experience now, damn. And so do you.
Yeah, I got a couple ratty ones. I've been to those fucking concerts. She said the F word.
Yeah.
I know, so, but from how, you know, we get to places from there to here, that middle part, that juicy part of, yes. Wow, this has been, because it isn't like it's for the weak of heart, because you really do,
no, it's not.
You really do lose a lot along the way, and I think of not only how much have I achieved in the last 2 years, how much I've lost. In the last 2 years, and then having to, and this rehashing it, I guess, is rather healing, because I was telling somebody the other day that I'm surprised at still how angry that I am, but I am willing to see how much spite drove a lot of the stuff. You know, you can't do that. Or, you know, when somebody tells you you can't, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in the church, whether it's in anything, there is a revolt that has to happen, a rebirth, whatever, where you take yourself back and you're like, yeah, no, I'm going to do that anyway. Thanks. And I'm not saying I thought the whole thing through. You know, I only pictured the pretty parts, not all the,
You experience loss. And, you know, fortunately, you wasn't raised in a, you know, a radically religious background where, you know, you had a little bit of breathing room. But, you know, us that was raised that way, and, you know, and has constantly been trying to get away from it, I mean, that's, you know, that's a battle, and people don't realize what a battle it is unless you fight, or if you're fighting that battle, or you fought that battle.
Or you energetically can read people, and you can read how people thoroughly disdain you because they've read something on your personal Facebook page that doesn't align with, like, a business motto that would be in a town that may or may not be, you know. Which, I'm in the South, I'm sure that's pretty rampant. You can't be going to the Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, you know. We're below the Bible Belt's nothing. I live in the crotch. You know, I'm right in the taint of God. So, yeah, I mean, you know.
And then, you know, I have siblings that certainly believe differently than me. You know, there is a, like touched upon earlier, you are ostracized in some way. Or people that are still clinging to the rowboat of religion or the rowboat, whatever the rowboat that they're clinging to, that they're not been able to let go of. You know, you are looked at differently. And I don't care who you are, if you could at least admit that you're treating me differently, I still would feel, I would feel much better as a human being, because it's hard, you know, because you read energy too. You know when somebody don't like you for a very specific reason. And if it is that reason of, oh, they don't think like me, or they don't believe, or they said some blasphemy about, and some of the highest people that I hold in the highest regard are the ones I know who believe differently than me, and they know that I believe differently from them, but there's still no, you know, choppy flow. We still can flow together, have these mature conversations of whether it's, hey, I'm not ready to let go of that vision that I have a relationship with a guy in a robe in the sky. Hey, that's cool. You know, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if we could just be a melting pot of, but I do love to watch. Remember, I was telling you when on that, I don't even really like to call it a date. And I'm going to refrain from trying to be mean, not be mean. I'm not going to say anything mean, but you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
That particular date that he grew up, well, first he was Amish. And then they left the Amish sect and became hardcore Pentecostal.
Yeah.
You know.
And yeah.
That type of programming, you got, you know, high five that you've up and questioned and came to your own conclusions and walked out of. That in itself is a courage, like you just touched upon. People, unless they lived through it, will never know. You know, whatever the label is, awakening, or, hey, I just had an epiphany.
Yeah, well,
or
that's what I consider myself. That's pretty much what I guess you'd call my speciality is getting people, you know, to realize you're in a cult. Because it is. It's the biggest cult in the world, in my opinion. You know, Christ insanity or Christianity, however you want to look at it. Because, well, I could go into all kinds of reasons.
Well, if you were a prosecutor in a court of law about that, what is the number one piece of evidence that you would bring as an exhibit to prove
that it's a cult? adult.
Yeah, I guess to just be the most simple.
I'll just speak from I'll just speak from my life. Well, you know, whenever I renounced church and when I renounced God publicly to my family, I lost it. And you know, and that's just the truth. And I'm not, you know, breaking out the violin, but I lost everything. You know, I don't have nieces or nephews. My brothers, I haven't spoke to them in 7-8 years. I mean, you know, and nobody wants to have anything to do with me anymore because I don't recognize Jesus as a Lord and Savior. You know, I'm my own Lord and I'm my own Savior. You know, and that's just the truth.
So would you term
them? So in a cult, whenever you leave a cult, well, you're supposed to, you know, you disown everybody. You shun them. You don't have anything to do with them anymore because they're not in the way, so to speak. So, hell, if that's not a cult, I don't know what is, because that's exactly what the Bible tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you plainly that, you know, you're not supposed to be unevenly yoked with unbelievers. So, you know.
I know, like that one I sent you. What was that? What was that? Deuteronomy? That one that I sent you that was if they don't agree with you, you kill your neighbor, you kill your lover.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Deuteronomy.
Do it! So would you classify, if you had to put a label on what you are now, because I get this question a lot, because I don't even like the label Christian. I don't like anything that, you know, I don't like any of that. I don't like any of the labels. But, so if you, so I will tell people that I am a sovereign being. I am sovereign.
That's what I say. I am sovereign.
Okay. So that's how you would classify it. And that's the prize of leaving the cult is sovereignty.
Yeah, well, I'm God in the flesh, and so are you.
See, yeah, I know. I love it when you say that.
We're just fragmented, you know.
You're also Satan. I've seen some of your Facebook posts. Like, come on, John, are you for real?
Yeah,
I know. Some of them make me chuckle.
Yeah. Well, you got.
That's the ones I'm talking about. Like, because I get to talk to you in real life.
Yeah.
You know, I would be like, that ain't what. You know, so some, yeah. Well, and I'm not talking just religion ones, you know.
No,
because you have an odd taste in horror movies and a dry, dark sense of humor in some of your sexual innuendo.
But here's the thing, though, Jen. I own it. You know what I mean?
I know. That's part of your allure.
Yes, it's just me being me. I'm a twisted, dark individual, but I mean, I'm compassionate. You know what I mean? I think these things, but they don't control me. You know what I mean? I am free. I can think about anything I want. I just don't have the intention or the entertainment behind it. You know, and when I do, if I do, then that's when it becomes a problem. But I can think the craziest shit and then throw it right out of my brain. You know what I mean?
Well, you also dabble in other things that we'll save for a different podcast episode that I touched upon, even with the sales broker. I think it's a little too woo-woo for now, but, you know, we'll wait till what manifests of that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then we'll definitely talk about that side, which, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll be in my RV taking an antifreeze shower by then.
Yeah.
They don't come with baths. Well, I guess the big ones do come with bathtubs. No, I need that would be a tour bus when I manifest a tour bus that has a bathtub in it or something fun.
Well, see, you can just go with a tub. See, I thought it was the insulation that was made of or something.
Well, I think what you're talking about is we've had a conversation before. That when you pull out a drawer in any RV or camper, there's formaldehyde warnings.
Well, there was something that you said broke your skin out real bad, and you couldn't.
Yeah, that I know. That was about staying in them quite a bit because that was in Dum Dum's wheelhouse of whatever. So, yeah, that a lot of them, some of them, the mold that collects in there, you get itchy. I can definitely tell when I'm in one that my body doesn't agree with. Let's just leave it at that. As far as the RV, but I would get in a, like, you know, I'll drive in my car and do the fun things. So now, here's a question for you. If you were, like, looking for sponsors, for somebody to sponsor my podcast, who would you be like, this is who you got to go after, Jen? This is who I think one of your sponsors should be.
Well, let's see. You're really knowledgeable in plants. If you could find somebody that we know that...
Yeah, but it's not about plants, and I'm not staying here. I'm going on the road.
Right. So, sponsor. If you could, a good one for you would be, like, if you could find, like, a life coach that would sponsor, you know, something like that, because your stories are... When anybody listens to your podcast, they're going to know what I'm talking about. You know, you just... You're all about empowerment, you know, and empowerment, and not just, you know, a woman. You just, you know, walking and standing in your power. So if you could just find, you know, that's one thing I love about the way you do is, you know, you're always uplifting. So I think that would be a good, you know, if you could find
something positive, like a positive product.
Yeah, you're always positive, you know. And
I'll write that down.
Yeah. That would be good for you.
Well, I appreciate your input there. There's one of them I think I'm going to ask the car lot where I got the car to see if they'll sponsor me. Because, if I go on the road, I think that would be a nice little connection. Hear me, Todd yes. Wenzel, Buick, you want to be my sponsor.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. And we love food. So if you could find
I'm gonna try. Yeah, it would have to be a simple something.
Yes, if you could find like a franchise, and I mean I know you. That's another thing I love. I know if you ate a burger and it was at some place and it was shit, you wouldn't let them spot you because you're gonna be like, no, your burger's shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want things that people believe in their own product, you know, their own whatever. But I thought, wow, that's my next step. When Spencer asked me that last night in our meeting, I was like, wow, that's next level. So once the sale of the boutique happens, you know, there's certain succession of things about me investing in myself. I can't wait. And, you know, it's bittersweet at the same time. But I'm really proud of what I've built here. But at the same time,
I'm proud of you too.
I have, you know, there's no room for me to really go forward here. It's not because
you
know staff.
It's
yeah.
Time, Jen.
And I'm a little ahead of schedule, you know, the 3-year mark, being at a year in almost 6 months now. Which that's like, wow, that's crazy. And then I think I really wasn't supposed to be doing it alone when I first started, you know, and how that succession of, man, there's a lot of heartbreak involved. There's a lot of wows. There's just a lot of wow stuff. And even if I were to say it out loud and certain people were listening, you know, it's just been wow, the wow factor, you know, because we talk sometimes at night for like 5-6 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Which is oddly enough, we are at 42 minutes, John.
Uh-oh, we passed 37.
That's not, yeah, but that's okay. We started early.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we did this in a real raw fashion so I can get a sense of first the sound quality. Did you ever get that one I sent you? That, remember we recorded and I sent it to you?
No, I don't think I did. Let me check. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
It was probably in your Darby folder. Messages.
Let me check. I'm working. Hold on.
If not, I'll definitely send you this 42 minutes worth if it...
Yeah, if you will. I'm looking now, though, and I don't see it, honey.
Okay, no biggie. You know how T for Terrible Mobile works. I shouldn't say that because maybe I need them as one of my sponsors. I love T-Mobile. You guys are amazing.
You'll have great commercials.
Yeah, right. The creative part I'm looking forward to, but like little, you know, road trip, certain, but there's certain things that I want to do before I've got to like leave this and go hardcore, either freelancing. I could go from town to town and just freelance some floral work, pour out my floral skills, you know.
You could.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But this 6 days a week and becoming a wee bit bitter, you know, having to be here, I'm looking forward to the next level of things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that on the record. So when I'm 2 years deep again, I'll be like, remember when we were talking about this, John?
Hey, I'm telling you, it'll be here before you know it. That's
right. No, I know. What are we, almost like mid-January? Like, hello?
That
blew in.
Well, time just flies for me. It's ridiculous. But you know all about that. You know. Just,
yeah, it's insane.
I've always been a thief of time.
Yeah, then it's like this urgency to want to tell our stories. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's not just us. I mean, everybody, when you take the time, sometimes I'm just like the broker dude, and this is funny, because, oh, the heat kicked on. Sorry, Spencer. So if the sound's a little off, that's why. So that with that broker, I was telling him about the podcast, and he asked me, are you a different persona over there? And I'm like, yeah, you're not going to know. It's going to be a, you know, page turner, because how different I am business-wise, Jen, and then you have that raw, rambling podcast, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that isn't with no direction. So I'm curious every time, you know, somebody can't look me in the eye. I'm like, yeah, they listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
She swears too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, John, it's been amazing. I can't wait till our next episode together.
Yeah.
I suppose I should probably try to get some work done. The heat's on.
Well, me too, honey.
Is it done
me
snowing
too.
Down there in the south?
Yeah, well, they're talking about some more snow coming, but that's just the way it is here. Like, you know, it's going to be up like in the 50s today. And then in a couple of weeks, it'll be in the 70s again,
rough.
So, but when it snows here, you know, it shuts everything down. You know, but, you know, you think us hillbillies, which we don't give a shit. You know, we got four-wheel drives and stuff, but the, you know, people don't got four-wheel drives. They just don't drive because you don't know how to drive in snow.
Look, I'm here to tell you, four-wheel drive on ice is still ice. It doesn't matter. It's it would be funny to watch since, you know, and I'm bellyaching about the little bit of snow that we got just because it's almost like, you know, back in the day, we got feet of snow, you know, and now we're just getting these baby 2 inches here. Well, except remember that 1 year that I got snowed in and just kept on snowing and snowing and snowing. I got a little weepy today brushing my car off because I'm brushing off a new car that has a heated steering wheel, a heated seats, and that how miserable I would have been if I was still driving Miss Little BB in the winter time. So thanks again, Todd Winslow, Buick, that I love getting in my little Buick and being warm and knowing that I'm going to get to work. I don't know about safely because people are dumb and it's just like, then I try to be forgiving if they have a Southern license plate, like, oh, they're not from around here.
Yeah.
And then I'll notice that it's a rent-a-car or something, like, but it is kind of tricky when it's a little slippery.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
sure
I'm going to get to work. I've got to plan a Korean menu for book club. Yay. All right. Oh, fun, right? Do you know how to use chopsticks?
No, I need to learn.
I'm going to try to teach myself today how to use chopsticks and pick up rice. I haven't decided whether I'm going to do the noodles or the rice yet. Because the book I had to read, which was a memoir, it was good for me to read that. It was a good little book. But her mom died, and it's all, every time, you know, when a book's about food, you just want to eat every 5 minutes. But I have not really, you know, ate anything Korean. So right. I'm gonna try a couple Korean dishes. So we'll see how that goes.
Are you gonna make them?
Oh, out of a package.
Yeah.
Well, I bought some jasmine rice, and I bought a couple sirloin steaks to cut thinly, so it would be like maybe like a beef and broccoli, because I don't want to get it wrong, because it's not Chinese food, it's Korean. But I did find a jar throughout the book. She talks about this stuff called kimchi. It's spelled K. It's spelled K. I'm probably saying it totally wrong.
It's kimchi.
Kimchi, yeah. It's spelled K-I-M.
I love it.
Oh, you know what it is?
Yep. It's delicious.
Really? Because it's like is it like sauerkraut? It's fermented, right?
Yes, it's fermented cabbage.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, it's not like, it ain't like sauerkraut. I know it's what you're thinking, because that's what
So what do you eat it with? What do you, rice cakes? How do you eat it?
Oh, just rice.
Just rice? Okay, good, because I bought some rice.
And you talking about the beef and broccoli? Yeah, beef, broccoli. Beef and broccoli, kimchi, and some rice. Man, you got a meal.
Oh, really? So you can add. So I was just going to, but I didn't want it to just be. Then I got some cup of noodles, which is called, I got the Korean spicy beef flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Because it said Korean. And then, I'm going to go to Aldi's and get these, those little stupid pastries that really don't taste like much called mochi. They're pretty, but they don't taste like anything.
Right.
So I'm going to have that for book club, too.
That's going to be, if you get kimchi, don't eat anything. I want you to taste the kimchi by itself.
Okay. I bought a jar. I have it here. I want to teach myself some.
Oh, it's so good. It's delicious.
That's why I asked you, what do you mix it with? Because I have the beef, I have the steak, and the white, the jasmine rice.
That's going to be delicious, yes.
And then the other day, I made, before my fast, I made the hearts of palm angel hair pasta with some chicken and candied walnuts.
Yeah.
That I might just doctor up, I'm not sure, for myself.
Good.
Because it's noodles. They like noodly things, so I'm going to try to teach myself with the chopsticks today.
That's awesome, Jim. Yeah, do that. The kimchi by itself first.
Okay, I'll taste it. But it's typically you eat it with rice, because there's a lot of big words in that book. They eat a lot of different stuff.
Yes.
Because Korean is not Chinese. Not once did, you know.
No, it's different. It has its own, you know, it's got its own taste. And if you, like, you know, me and my wife, she was big on Korean. So, you know, right there where we lived, there was a great Korean restaurant. It's totally different than, you know, Chinese or anything like that. You know, it's another country, so, you know, they've got their own way of doing things, and you can taste it. It's in their food. It's delicious. I love it.
Yeah, I got the sense of that reading that book. And I didn't, you know, there's no mention of fortune cookies or anything fun, so I have to really go off path here.
Yeah.
That's cool that you know that. It's pronounced kimchi.
Yep, kimchi.
Well, that's cool.
Yep, and it's, you know, it just depends. It depends on who's making it.
This is red.
Really spicy.
This is red.
It's going to be like a dark red.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's going to be good and spicy right there.
So I could just have it with some meat and rice.
You sure could. Yeah. Some meat and some rice, and I mean, you'd have a great meal. But you owe it to yourself to taste the kimchi by itself.
I will.
First.
the minute I start, I'm going to do the chopsticks, and then I will, I'll film myself
doing it. And you like spice, so you'll love it.
It's not too spicy, though, right?
Well, it just depends. I mean, it can, man. It can blow you back, you know. I mean, it's really good.
Well, I look forward to trying
it. Really hot, really spicy. Average kimchi is not really that hot. It's loaded with spice. It's delicious, but
it says Napa cabbage kimchi.
It's always hot. Yes.
Oh, look, it's got a temperature gauge. So it says Napa cabbage, and the temperature is the notch before hot.
Yeah, okay, so you got mild, so you're good. See, it's going to be what I would call that regular kimchi, because all kimchi's got spice to it.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's good. Like, if it's not hot, I add hot sauce to mine. But where I usually get my kimchi, it's always hot.
Well, I look forward to it.
Spice and with heat. I love the heat on it.
Well, thanks for sticking to your podcast guest appointment today, John.
Absolutely, honey. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for being here. That was fun to sit and chit-chat, and how surreal it is that 2 years ago, you know, this was just a, hey, you know, one day I'm going to talk to you on my podcast.
Yeah.
And here we are. Well, podcasting my plant boutique, no less. I look forward to chatting again.
Goodbye, everybody. Everybody have a great day. And I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, he'll be back, y'all.